Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Sean Inspires podcast. I am excited, guys. It's been a minute, and I have an amazing guest sitting in with me today here in Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Michael Horn. He is a career ownership coach. So I'm going to read his bio and give you a little insight into the world of who Michael is, and then we will dive right into the interview. So here we are. Michael is a career ownership coach with the Career Entrepreneur Source, where he empowers professionals to take control of their future and explore what's possible beyond traditional employment. Before stepping into the world of coaching, Michael built a successful career in the telecom industry, last serving as director of go-to-market for a wireless distributor with about 3,000 locations. There, he led high-performing cross-functional teams in training, marketing, communications, design, and real estate. Known for his ability to develop people, solve strategic problems, and navigate change. And also, Michael also worked in the realm of real estate. Not sure if I caught that piece, but wanted to add that in for those real estate agents out there. Michael's leadership was also instrumental in driving growth and alignment across the organization. But after years of climbing the corporate ladder, Michael reached a turning point. He realized that while he was great at building others up, he wanted more autonomy, purpose, and impact in his own career. The clarity led him to make a courageous pivot into business ownership, and now he helps others take ownership of their career too. As a coach, Michael works with professionals who are in transition, some between roles and others still employed but unfulfilled, and guides them through a proven process to explore self-sufficiency through business ownership. He helps clients reframe their thinking, recognize their transferable skills, and build confidence to envision a new path, one that aligns with their values, goals, and lifestyle. Michael believes that career change doesn't have to be overwhelming. With the right mindset and mentorship, it can be a launch pad for personal and professional freedom. His approach is grounded and supportive, just genuine conversations in a safe space that lead to powerful insights. Whether he's speaking to an audience of corporate professionals, veterans, or emerging entrepreneurs, Michael's message is clear. You don't have to settle. There is a path forward, and you don't have to figure it out all alone. Michael, welcome to the Sean Inspires podcast show. Your bio is highly impressive. So, if you could, in your own way, introduce yourself to the listening audience, I'm excited about this. Let's dive into it.
Thank you so much, Sean. That was a great intro. That was an amazing bio. And I just kept sitting here going, I think he's just given the whole podcast. That was a mouthful, right? And I really appreciate it. And listening to it, I'm like, oh, wow, I do all of that, don't I? I have been helping professionals explore what is next in their career. It could be that they stay in a W-2 life, that employee mindset, and that's just where they belong. It's not for everyone. Business ownership, we've been doing this. It's a rocky road. It's a roller coaster. You gotta have a guts to do it. And so that's what I'm helping them determine. Can they break through that comfort zone? Can they get into that entrepreneurial mindset, that growth mindset that you need in order to succeed as an entrepreneur in these days? And then, if they say, hey, I can do that, then we explore the paths that you can take to business ownership. There's many different ways to get there. And so ultimately, my network is full of about 250 business partners across 35 plus industries. And so I have a ton of stuff we can explore. But first, we have to make sure they're the right candidate before I'll put them in front of our partners. So yeah, that's what I've been doing for the last year and a couple of months. And like you said, I left wireless. I personally had been laid off a number of times. And that through all the mergers and acquisitions, and if anybody on listening to this podcast has been in wireless or paid attention to telecom, there's so many mergers and acquisitions with the carriers out there, and then divestitures where you have to get rid of a company. If you have another company like that, the FCC and the DOJ, they just don't like that. So they make companies break up. I got caught up in so many of those layoffs, but I learned how to navigate that. And now I'm helping other people navigate their layoff or career change in general.
And
Also,
I
go
go
ahead.
ahead.
I just wanted to say, and also, it doesn't have to be that you want to leave your job. You can keep your job and start a business at the same time. So I have many different opportunities.
I love that you were so agile in your path in realizing the constant shifts within the telecom industry and being able to, with clarity, as your bio mentioned, with clarity, create next steps for yourself and gain the autonomy, speaking to your bio in that way. We are now in a culture, a climate shift. In America, specifically in our country, where there's so many people, and I've read so many articles in regards to the level of uncertainty. And there have been individuals that have been with companies a long time and have invested so much of their own time, knowledge, and skills. And for those that are out there that are listening now, this is a timely podcast, as Michael, I believe, is a timely guest for where we are seasonally and within our country in corporate America. And so I was doing a little bit of research, and within that, I saw that CNNBC had conducted some research and they launched some information saying that 50%, according to Gen Z and the millennials, are strongly expressing an interest to move into entrepreneurship. And I just want to ask you, Michael, why, as you're sitting in with me today, why do you think that specific group of talent is now interested in adopting and moving into the realm of entrepreneurship as the data shows here?
I think there's been a lot of good role models. And now with social media being so prevalent in their lives, and that group grew up with social media in their face every day. A lot of them had phones before they should have. I know I gave my nieces phones way earlier than I should have. But you learn from that. Nowadays, you keep the phones away from the kids a little bit longer. But they grew up with it. It was in their face. And a lot of the entrepreneurs that they see their age are winning on social media by becoming influencers, and they're building billion-dollar brands. They're selling their brands for billions of dollars because of the influence they've had with through social media. So I think the younger generation is looking to get rich quick. However, they need to do some foundational research and learn that they're not gonna hit that golden nugget like their role models have. So I truly believe they need to get into the workforce. They need to get some professional experience under their belt and then start exploring entrepreneurship. And that's just for the younger crowd.
And so now let's shift a little bit over to the more mature and seasoned crowd that are in their roles currently. And a lot of them, even in my daily life, I've talked to so many different people about where they are now in their journey and in their career. And there's a lot of uncertainty. There's not a lot of security and confidence. Like back in the day, people were so confident about where they were going with their company and what their progressive growth track would look like. And now with the infusion of AI technology being required as, core operation for some roles all across the board here. For those individuals that are now in the questioning space, that curious space of what do I do? What is my next? How can I possibly transition? What would be some guided tools that you could share in a snippet with the listening audience for those that are sitting even in their offices now, as this podcast is being recorded? What would you say to them now as a hot nugget for transition that would give them a sense of comfort and confidence?
To start with, you do not have to do it alone. Reach out for help. You're a coach, I'm a coach. There's lots of life coaches, career coaches. You do not have to do it alone. And there's a lot of people who are affordable. Like, for example, my program is a no cost to the client because if they end up being the right candidate for one of the businesses I represent, they will pay for my services. So it's similar to an executive recruiter in that sense. There are services out there like that. So reach out to someone, reach out to me, and if you're not right for me, I'll tell you, and I'll send you a referral to someone else that I do know. But definitely don't try to go it alone. Don't try to search the internet or ChatGPT for all the answers. There are still professionals out there outside of AI who know and have experience and who can guide you. And that's exactly what I do, is guiding my clients through a trusted, patented, proven system to get them to their clarity, to help them reach their point of clarity around what is next for them. It does not have to go a certain way. I am here to just ask the right questions, challenge them to think clearly and see what is right for them. And if it doesn't work out for them to go the distance with me, that is okay. And that is one of our core values at the Entrepreneur Source, to put the customer first, the client first, and let them come to their conclusion. So we do not guide them in any certain direction. We just ask those challenging questions. And then there was something you mentioned earlier I want to touch on about the
Sure.
current climate. And I'm going to tell you a secret. When I go to search for my clients on LinkedIn or through resume searches or anything else, I search specifically in areas where I live. I lived in DC for 6 years. You can imagine the climate up there right now. I've lived here in Atlanta, of course. And so I search and I end up with clients in the IRS and the CDC and all of these agencies who have been like majorly disrupted. You would not believe the trauma that they have been through with all of the ups and downs and questions like, am I going to keep my job, administrative leave? I have a number of clients who are still today getting paid, who have been laid off and who are in caught up in all of these court cases. One person from the IRS I've talked to had been there 30 years and thought this was going to be, their lifelong job, and they're re getting ready to retire in a few years. No, everything has been uprooted by all of the turmoil in today's climate. So right now I am busier than ever. And it just happened, to be that I lived in DC. So I was searching that area before all this happened. And now I'm finding so many clients that need my services. And so it is detrimental to some people's lives, the things that are happening to them that they have no control over, you know?
Absolutely.
So I help them take control of what they do next.
And the proactive strategy of you to, dive in and step out in that way to search outside regions. So for those that are listening, sometime what I'm hearing in this interview is also you have to come outside of that comfort zone. Oftentimes we talk about comfort zones, and because we've been in a position for so long and we've been so loyal to companies. In therapy, in psychology, there's a term that speaks to self-actualization, and it talks about an individual reaching its full potential. And in order for you to reach that full potential, as we can now see, that nothing is fully trustworthy in life, especially when it comes to career path, career growth, and what that looks like. So to know that, you have to push yourself beyond what those personal boundaries are, even, private fears, because oftentimes you could be a leader within an organization, but it doesn't mean that you're not experiencing private fear as you're leading others. And now it's a time for you to lead yourself into a new chapter. Michael, one question I would like to ask you: when you stepped out into this wonderful world, I'm just saying this wonderful world of entrepreneurship. You mentioned you've been in the world for now almost about a year and a half, if I was hearing correctly. What would you find has served you well in taking that bold step and stepping into the wonderful world of entrepreneurship?
I will tell you that my mindset has been the most challenging thing, but now the strongest thing that I've built. In the beginning, and I learned this because I went through coaching to find this, what I'm doing today. And I learned that I was told, I did not learn it first. I was told it's going to be a roller coaster. And I was told you're going to think some days that you made the wrong decision and that you need to pull the plug and that some days are going to be harder than others. And I was like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm confident. I am ready to do this. Believe me, it hit me hard. And so in the early months is when I was really struggling. And so I said, okay, what am I going to do about this? I went and I found some books. I don't read, I'll be honest. So that's why I love podcasts. I found some good podcasts. I found some good books to listen to. And I just started diving in to mindset, making sure that my mind was clear. My mind was staying on the entrepreneurial mindset. I was keeping in that growth mindset. I pushed through my comfort zone of, I thought I was confident. And then I started, I had lack of self-confidence a little bit. And I was fearful. But you cannot grow without moving through that fear. And so that's what I told myself. I said, just work at it. Stay hard, work at it, listen to these books, listen to these podcasts, and learn from others. So there, like I said, don't do it alone. And here I am telling you, I did not do it alone.
Absolutely. And having a someone that is well versed, I would say, you've been a director, you've been a leader, you've trained cross-functional teams. I believe that well suits you for this wonderful role that you're in as a career ownership coach. And this is new. You know, we have within companies now, you might go to a career advisor to talk about where you are now within that organization, but it is never truly authentic for you to go to a career advisor and for them to ultimately say to you, well, you've been here long enough. I think you might need to consider, entrepreneurship or move on to another company. That is very, very rare. So for you to be in this role as an entrepreneur, this niche area is what I would like to call it. This is a niche area of operation. And I applaud you for taking this bold step into that direction. And not only that, but a bold step in a direction that many people really didn't know how to go about to connect with someone like yourself. And so now to have you here sharing with the platform of Sean Inspires, I believe for all those that are listening, this is a global podcast. Guys, listen, this is your opportunity. This, no matter your age, no matter the industry that you're in, you don't have to be in telecom or tech, whatever industry you're in, today you have a star coach here that you have the opportunity to connect with who can help you cross over into your next journey. So, with that being said, I would like to ask your next question. What has been, I know it hasn't been a long time, but what has been your highest joy since you've stepped into your role as an entrepreneur?
I'm going to tell you that seeing people change their lives has been the most rewarding thing. When I am talking to a client who came in not knowing what they wanted to do next, and then me introducing business ownership to them, and then them saying, okay, well, I don't have a product or service to launch. And then me saying, okay, well, maybe franchising is a good option for you because you don't have to have the product or service. You're launching someone else's idea. You're just doing it in your area. And then them seeing the light bulbs go off and then seeing that they build the confidence that they don't have to be tied down to a 9 to 5, or they don't have to be stuck with someone else making decisions about their life and about what's going to come for them next. Seeing them take control and seeing that moment in their face, because I do most of this is live on Zoom, face to face, and I can see when the clarity hits them, and that is the most rewarding thing to me. And along with that, reading the recommendations that people give me on LinkedIn and how I help them make the decisions for what they're doing next in life, I cannot tell you how rewarding that is. And another thing is, any day when I have like an off the court moment and I feel like I'm just off the court a little bit, I just turn to those recommendations and I go read one or two of them and I go, no, I am doing this for the right reasons and I am helping people change their lives and I'm right back on the court. So definitely you should, if you're in business for yourself and you're listening to this and you are not asking for Google reviews, LinkedIn recommendations, or referrals, you are failing yourself. You are definitely, definitely failing at your business. You are not asking your clients to help you find new clients. That is a valuable lesson, and it definitely helps me keep my head on straight and get back on the court whenever I fall off the court.
Thanks for being so transparent and vulnerable in sharing that, because sometimes, when others are being interviewed as entrepreneurs, they don't always unveil that part of themselves and really confessing and saying, some days I'm not active on the court. My passion, my drive, my fire isn't as high. And as an entrepreneur, it is important for you to keep a certain level of passion and drive and momentum to keep that successful energy, into your company. So you're absolutely correct in sharing that you go back and you take time, to refuel yourself by reading the reviews and reading the comments, the feedback that you've gotten, because it's now serving you as your food to continue to fuel your journey. So I love that you have used that as one of your personal tools as an entrepreneur in this wonderful world of entrepreneurship to keep you moving in an advanced fashion. Where would you say In the realm of coaching, specifically when it comes to career moves, career advice, entrepreneurial advice, where do you see the industry going within the next 3 to 5 years from a visionary standpoint as a leader? Where do you see the most growth taking place, and in what industries, if you have any hindsight to share?
So I'm in two minds about this right now. So I'm thinking about you and I as a coach. Where do I see our businesses going in the next couple of years as coaches? Or I'm thinking, which industries do I put people in, and which ones are the highest, like year over year booming industries for people to go into? So which one are you really asking about?
So I would say first, what industry do you see would be the high boom? If we were to
Okay.
forecast a high boom for industries, for those that are thinking about transitioning either into
Yep.
entrepreneurship or into another type of industry, what do you see?
I can give you the three categories that are just like, if you Googled, this is what's going to pop up. So there's going to be senior care and services. Anything to do with seniors right now is booming because of all of the people who are hitting 65 and older. The baby boomers are just coming of age. So that is going to be a huge industry going forward for many, many decades. And I'm talking all levels of senior care and services, from estate sales to helping them find the right assisted living home to getting the right in-home care. There's tons of things going on. The next one might surprise you. It's bigger than children, it is pets. Pet care and services is going through the roof right now too. And people are spending more money in some cases than on their children, on their pets. It's wild. But yeah, anything there, also like just the daycare, the groomer, the walker, even just picking up the waste is a business. You would not believe it. So the third category is home repair, remodeling, and services at your home. And I'm talking anything from the roof to the sidewalk and everything in between. All home services are booming right now. So those are the
Wow.
three main categories. Yeah.
So what I've not, and so what I personally would have not thought about at all. So this is, do you guys hear this? You might want to create and really call Michael to figure out, to create a roadmap on what this could look like for you in those three categories. You're getting it hot on the air from Sean Inspires Podcast. This is what inspiration is all about, educating you and keeping you aware and informed. So here's another question that's now have been with me more recently. When we look at people and when we look at talent and we think about leadership, no one really talks much about the introvert leader. And if I could, at this moment, what has been your experience now as an entrepreneur, or if you've had any experiences with the introvert leader and helping them transition into an independent role as an entrepreneur?
So there's also a number of ways to think about this, but ultimately I run across all types of people, you know. We start our coaching with a DISC assessment. There's no cost to that either. I just send it to them. I cover all the cost, and they start off with a DISC assessment. And if you don't know what that is, it's D's for dominance, I is for influence, S is for steadiness, and C is for compliance. And there's a lot of characteristics that go along with that. But I send them this questionnaire, and it's just ranking phrases, and it takes maybe 15, 10 to 15 minutes for them to complete. And it gives them almost a 50-page report. It's over 40 pages of a report. And it tells them what their behavior characteristics are, what their driving characteristics are, and what other people think of them, what a communication style is. It tells them a ton of information. And you would not believe how accurate it gets off of just these few phrases that you're ranking. But so that's how we start to find out who is who, you know? Everybody's so different. So when I find out somebody who is what you, and you said introvert leader, that type of person might be better for a solopreneurship, someone who can take the reins and do something all by themselves. Or it could be somebody who hires the manager and manages the manager. So then they have a manager underneath them who can go out and do all the extroverted activities, all of the networking, the social activities, getting out there, managing the team and all that kind of stuff. And they could just be the owner or the leader of that person and not have to deal with all the rest of the company or the rest of the team or getting out in the community. So there's so many ways and there's so many options that I have within our network that I could find the right business model for them to fit into that type of person. Another good example is like an engineer or someone who's very analytical. Maybe is not great at a big sales type of job. They're not a high D or I, which is what's good for sales. They're more, maybe a high S or C and the disk scale. And so I look for a business that they can be on the back end of the business and they could be very analytical and use their skills to their strengths and then hire somebody else to do the things that they're not good at. And then of course, if you're looking in the franchise model, you've got a third partner. You, your team, and the franchisor who is probably doing a third of the work for you, because you know that's why you pay them a franchise fee, that's why you pay them royalties or monthly fees, however it goes. But yeah, I can find the right model for most any type of person.
Beautiful. I thank you for sharing that for the listening audience. For those that are introverts out there, there's always an answer and there's always a path forward, as Michael has shared with us so clearly. So we only have a few more minutes left. And there's a few things I want to close this segment out on a note that the people can really just connect with you. But as we prepare to close, I always ask every single guest when they're on the Sean Inspires podcast show to leave the listening audience either with one word or a few words of inspiration to keep them grounded, as your bio mentioned, grounded, and to keep them inspired and also activated, right? So that they could take the next step to partner with you. If you could share with the listening audience now either one word or a few words of inspiration to help them on the path forward.
Sure thing. So I'm just going to say this: turn frustration into fascination. So reach out to me. You're frustrated with where you're at today. You're frustrated with your job search and how long it's taken you to land a job. You're frustrated with your boss. Turn it into fascination and let me show you something different.
I love that frustration to fascination. That is phenomenal. I haven't heard that quite, put like that. So now if you could just go ahead, this is the floor is yours. Speak to the listening audience. I want them to connect with you. So please share how they may connect with you, and get moving forward into their next path forward.
Sure thing. You could just Google my name, Michael Harn, and that's Harn. And you're going to find there's other Michael Harns out there, but I'm probably going to come to the top of your search. Look at my LinkedIn, look for my website, look for my podcast, the past podcasts that I've done. I'm sure this one will start popping up soon. But if you want to go to michaelharn.com, that's my personal website. But the very top of it is about my profession. And it'll take you right into my LinkedIn or my website or scheduling a call with me. It's the Entrepreneur's Source. If you Google that with my name, you're going to find me. So there's so many ways to look me up. I have Facebook, Instagram, X. So yeah, you can find me anywhere, but LinkedIn or my website is probably the best way to go.
Michael, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate you, and I always make it very intentional to have a guest as yourself that is doing great things as an entrepreneur, and you're making such a large difference. And I'm excited. We will have to have you back here at Sean Inspires Podcast to do a part two. So, for those that are listening, thank you so much for tuning into the Sean Inspires Podcast. Do take all of today's information and take control of your path forward. As I say, always stay strong and stay inspired. Until next time, bye now.